This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom to fast-track Delta Tunnel. California hit with $12 billion Trump slump and GOP budget process along with RFK on dietary guidelines. Newsom calls for fast-tracking more water infrastructure. Governor Gavin Newsom pushing to streamline permits and expedite litigation for the Delta Tunnel project. The project is well into those processes, with the Department of Water Resources finalizing its environmental plan last year, gaining some permits already. The administration fears the path forward is burdened by complicated regulatory frameworks and bureaucratic delays. The project has also been navigating legal challenges from environmental groups and Delta farmers. At a press conference yesterday, Newsom called his tunnel proposal, quote, one of the most important projects in the United States of America, one of the most important climate adaptation projects in the country. Cheers. State water contractors general manager Jennifer Pierre celebrated Newsom's proposal, describing the review process as, quote, hampered by red tape and frivolous delay tactics for decades. SWC claims the proposal would save $354 million for every year of delays the state would avoid. Cal Chamber also shared praise for speeding up critical infrastructure projects to strengthen the economy. But Democrats in the Delta districts have grown increasingly appalled by the tunnel project over the years. Representing the Delta caucus, Senator Jerry McNerney of Pleasanton blasted Newsom's proposal as poorly conceived. He decried the tunnel's $20 billion price tag and warned it would destroy 4,000 acres of farmland and lead to skyrocketing utility bills. Assembly member Rhodesia Ransom of Tracy claimed the proposal would override legal protections, violate property and water rights, and bypass public oversight. She vowed to launch an audit into DWR partnership with Restore the Delta. The often combative environmental group piled on to the criticism as well, labeling the plan, quote, a reckless attack on democracy to support industrial ag and wealthy water agencies. Sport fishing groups were just as incensed. Sound familiar? Well, in 2023, Newsom pushed through the legislation and infrastructure package with the same goals in mind. That sped up approvals and court review for the site's reservoir project, but Delta lawmakers convinced their colleagues to insert language barring the tunnel from the benefits. Newsom warns of trade impacts to economy. The governor rolled out the streamlining proposal as part of his revised budget plan for the coming fiscal year. He took to the podium to blame the Trump administration for tilting the state budget out of balance once again. Unexpected revenue gains had raised the projected budget by $7 billion following Newsom's initial plan in January. But a Trump slump has changed that to a $12 billion shortfall due to tariffs, market volatility, and a drop in tourists to the Golden State. The governor plans to deploy many of the same budgeting mechanisms the state tapped into during previous deficits. But GOP Senator Roger Nello of Fair Oaks shifted the blame to Newsom, dubbing the deficit, quote, Gavin's gap, and arguing it would lead to, quote, long-term pain for his short-term presidential gain. Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher railed against Newsom's finger-pointing as the biggest load of crap I've ever seen from a politician. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Applications open for Salinas-based AgTech Robotics Incubator. Western growers in the reservoir are looking for members to join a first-in-the-nation on-farm robotics incubator. The Salinas Valley-based facility will connect WGA members with startups looking at a variety of agriculture applications. Reservoir Farms will house accepted startup developers and provide them specialty crop fields and workshop space. The goal is to accelerate products to commercialize through a farmer-informed feedback process. The first 12 companies will ideally focus on specialty crop robotic harvesters, mobility across uneven terrain, and precision soil analytics and more. WGA President and CEO Dave Puglia said the project is, quote, putting growers in the driver's seat and meets the real-world complexity of our farms. The initial membership cohort will be announced in August. DWR starts Oroville Muscle Inspection Program in defense of SWP part infrastructure. The Department of Water Resources is beginning mandatory golden mussel inspections in Lake Oroville to protect state water project infrastructure. DWR will inspect all watercrafts entering Lake Oroville, Thermalito Forebay, and Thermalito Afterbay. The invasive species was first discovered at the Port of Stockton last October. California has since coordinated a response strategy to mitigate the mussel's impact. The Lake Oroville Reservoir is a critical part of SWP operations, providing flood control and hydropower services and delivering water to roughly 750,000 acres of farmland annually. House Republicans make progress on reconciliation. Democrats are making the process as painful as possible, but Republicans pushing major pieces of their giant budget bill toward votes on the House floor. After an all-night session, the House Ways and Means Committee approved the tax piece of the bill. It includes several valuable tax benefits for farmers and small businesses. That includes an increase in the Section 199A deduction for business income. Democrats used the long markup to highlight tax provisions that they say would benefit the ultra-wealthy. In the House Ag Committee, Democrats forced votes on amendments highlighting the cuts to projected nutrition assistance funding. But House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania has made notable progress in winning moderates over to a state cost-share requirement for SNAP. Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska said his state's cost share is much lower than it would have been if moderates hadn't spoken up. He said, I'll take that as a victory. Here's today's final word. It impacts my language and my speech, not my intelligence. That Republican Senator Megyn Dolley of Beaver, who took to the Senate floor this week, likely for the first time since suffering a stroke in late 2023. Struggling to speak clearly due to resulting aphasia, Dolley told her colleagues she was recovered from paralysis on her right side after hard work, but still can't feel her hand. She thanked her husband, former Beaver Senator Brian Dolley, for his support along the journey and introduced a resolution honoring National Stroke Awareness Month. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.